Hey guys, it's the female Don Dada here. So, in this podcast, we will be talking about cyber psychology and how it affects us in our daily lives. I know you're wondering, like, what is cyber psychology? Why is she talking about it? It's because we're on our phones every day. We click things every day. We deal with people every day. We go online and we look at opinions every day. And I'm here to help Gen Zers as well as millennials figure out their way around the cyberspace. So let's get into it. So you're probably wondering, what is cyber psychology? Well, cyber psychology is the study of how technology and digital environments affect human thoughts, emotions, and behaviors. It combines psychology with fields like computer science, communication, sociology to understand how people interact with the internet, as well as social media, virtual reality, artificial intelligence, and other digital tools. In other words, how y'all be acting on the internet and how y'all act with them technology devices. That's what it means, okay? The human factors. And we're gonna really just get into it. So for today, we're gonna talk about the Love Island reunion, season 7, and then we're also gonna talk about what they were going through in the villa. So let's really just get into it, child. Let me tell you this. This season put me in a whirlwind. I have never watched Love Island before. I've always knew about Love Island, like Love Island UK, and how it was always about casting and votes. And I always knew that just because of the people I knew in the UK, but I never watched it. And I remember it coming to the United States, and I was like, we'll see how this goes, right? And if you guys remember, it started off on, on cable. If you had a certain network, I forgot the network, but if you had a certain network, it was on there. And then they decided to move Love Island USA to Peacock, which I also think is a great, great, great idea. So shout out to them. Shout out to ITV, shout out to ITV. We love you. So that is something that I really think is interesting. Now, over the years, season 7, I believe, has been the most interesting season of all the seasons. And that is because we are more in tune with our digital space and our cyber world, our cyberspace. We're more intuitive and we're more into it, and we talk to it, and we listen, we tweet, we do all these type of things. So that is why season 7 was the reason why it is now so big and so, so massive. So we'll really just get into it. We all know Love Island is like a digital lab, right? It's like putting rats in a lab and they run around with no phone, little bit of food, little bit of food, nothing much. They just talk, talk, talk. Trying to find love on a deserted island in bikinis, in the heat, the hot heat of Fiji. It's really a lab full of crazy stuff, right? So, what we really don't understand about the island, and I feel like we never really talk about it, is that we really are seeing a second screening of the island, right? And that is a real definition. I'm going to drop the definition. Boom, here you go. Second screening means when audience interact with live media on another device's voting, tweeting, and making memes. So when it comes to Love Island, second screening is everything. The reason why it works the way it works is because you are picking up your phone, picking up your iPad, and you are making the decisions as a viewer. And that is why you kind of have to look at it like this. As the person, you are the second producer. There's a producer on the island, and then you're the second producer. So everything that you say about the Islanders, everything that you want happened about the Islanders, it's going to happen. It's going to work because it is that second screening. So why were you guys so surprised that Nicolandria worked? Or why were you so surprised that Ulyssa and Sierra Ortega was out of the island? Is because you as the digital audience, me as a digital audience, was able to make those decisions. I was a second producer. I made the show. If it's not for us, there wouldn't be Love Island USA. So let's get into the algorithm, right? It's always going to be about algorithm. Every time you open your phone, it's going to be about algorithm. And when you guys understand that, you will understand that this type of situation isn't new. It's very old and it's very understandable, okay? So boom, we have a thing in cyber psychology where we call algorithms like this algorithmic amplification. So algorithm amplification is when platform algorithms push certain clips or moments, making some people disproportionately visible. So for this season, we had a beautiful, beautiful, gorgeous man, Pepe Garcia. Don't be haters in the comments. I actually feel like Pepe Garcia is quite a handsome young fella, and I think he's also a sweetie pie. Pepe came into this villa, y'all, right? Some of y'all were haters saying he's not cute. Some of y'all were saying he's so cute. Comes into this villa. He says, I play ball overseas. Whoa now. Whoa, sirs. Next minute, you know, you get off. You know, you finish the episode. You see what's going on. You go on your phone and all of a sudden Pepe is showing up. That is algorithmic amplification. Okay, say with me, algorithmic amplification. And that is where certain content is being pushed. So we were able to know more about Pepe. We realized, oh my gosh, Pepe, you're not ugly. Like a lot of people's like, oh my gosh, Pepe, you're not ugly. Pepe, you cute. Pepe, you cute. What up? Pepe been cute. It's just what you see on, unfortunately, on the screen, and that's when it comes back to the second screening of things. So that was just something that I kind of noticed when it came to the season. And attention economy is something that really holds deep into my heart when it comes to Love Island USA season 7, is because in all the other seasons, we spoke and talked to regular people, right? They were regular people. Like, they weren't models. They weren't content creators. They were just regular people. Like, they didn't have over, what, 10K on their Instagram. They were just one of those regular people, those regular beautiful people. Now, I don't know why the producers decided to do this. Ciao. I don't know why they decided to do this. But they decided to put content creators, TikTok dancers, and all types of things on our screens. So we were able to find their whole digital footprint and run with it, right? I don't know why would they do that, especially in this time and age. But hey, I'm not a producer. I'm just a girl that's on your screen right now. So when it comes to attention economy, one of the first persons that had all of that was A Screen. And you're probably wondering, what is attention economy? Like, what is this girl talking about? Attention economy is when online visibility is a form of currency. Every action is optimized for likes, shares, and engagement. A Screen has that down. Big Leo, Big Don, you feel me? Even as a female Don Dada, that's a Big Don we talking about. He gets into it. I knew about Ace Green when I would just scroll, doom scroll. And if you don't know what doom scroll is, we'll put the clip right here. But I would doom scroll on my TikTok and he would pop up dancing with, you know, people from these other countries. And then he's just like out here hollering and screaming and doing all these things. Like, that was Ace on my timeline. And I said he had his own dance company. He actually had his own dance company. He was very well known in his world of social media. He had that, you know, currency, that attention economy. So there has been a situation this week where Ace Green went on Speedy's podcast. Many people have their own opinions on that. I also have my own opinion. I did not watch Speedy's podcast with Ace Grant. I can be quite honest with you. I like Speedy. You don't have to agree with Speedy to like Speedy. I feel like Speedy has his own type of personality. So he also has his own attention economy. Because during Love Island USA season 7, he would watch the episode every day, just like me and you and everybody else. And he will get on the internet and he will say his opinion. So all those opinions he said in his live, in his videos that he'll post to TikTok, every time he spoke, it was already said. So I don't really understand why people were so confused when he got on the call with Ace and was like, yo, Brody, like, this is my opinion. This is what happened, bro. I don't know why people are so confused. And he was also a big advocate for Ace, point blank period. He loved Ace. I remember that. I didn't watch the podcast, but I do remember watching his lives and he would advocate. So you have to understand, we have two people that have attention economy. They have this currency of understanding how the internet works. Ace came out the villa and realized that he was made the villain. That is an issue. You know what I'm saying? That's an issue to him. Let's not make it seem like it's some, you know, like he did something wrong here. Y'all made him the villain, and he decided to sign the papers and send it off to the post office, and it got shipped and delivered to our front door, and he said, I'll be the villain. And then he had his villain friend, Taylor. Shout out to Taylor. Shout out to Clark. Clark it. Shout out to them. Had his friend watch it, and it was sponsored, and we were all surprised by that. Why are we surprised? He knows what he's doing. Don't be fooled. Don't dive into the nonsense is what I'm trying to say. And also stop making it seem like as viewers, we didn't influence that. We did that. We made a villain. This is a prime example of you people making villains on the internet. Prime example. The risk of the digital pass. What many people don't understand, the island was really, really, really affected by current Islanders' digital pass and digital pass when they left off the island. It was a real big thing. So, for instance, I really want to touch base on this because of a lot of the cyberbullying that happened after these situations came on here. Because we also need to understand that we're all human. And these two women were just girls. I'm not justifying what they did, but I will give grace when grace is due because we are harsh online. A lot of us, I wouldn't say me because I didn't say much about it, but I have to say us because I was involved in liking Love Island posts. I was involved as a voter. I was involved in it. You know what I'm saying? I have to speak on it as us because we are all victims of Love Island. Even if you didn't watch Love Island, you are a victim of Love Island. If you liked the post, you commented on posts, you were a victim. You have to understand Yulissa Escobar and Sierra Ortega are people too. Now, that being said, let's get into what they did. So Yulissa did some real racial things back in the day. She said some racial slurs. She did apologize for these racial slurs. You know, she's from Miami, so that's a different type of ball game. And she's also Latino, so that's a different type of ball game. She was kicked off. I think she was kicked off the third episode. The first week she was kicked off. They don't even matter what episode. The first week she was kicked off. Her replacement, I believe, was Sierra Ortega, right? Sierra Ortega was dating Nick. Everybody knows or everybody remembers she was dating Nick. It was a big thing. They were a couple. She ended up saying some racial slurs that had to do with her eyes, and the community of where that racial slur affected spoke out on it, and they took her off the show. Now, that alone it's so important to clean your digital past. Your digital past is your passport into a lot of doors. And it's so important to be careful of what you post and what you say on the internet. You're being recorded every day now, guys. You had an opportunity to go on to a show, and you felt that that podcast that you did a couple years ago wasn't going to affect you. Is this mic on? It wasn't going to affect you? Yeah, it was definitely going to affect you. And then Sierra, poor Ting, she didn't even, in Sierra's defense, Sierra Ortega, she didn't know it was a racial slur, y'all. She just did not know. But that is why it's important to educate yourself on things that you might not think is racial, but it is a racial slur. It's so important. It's so important. I don't know why you felt the C word was okay to say, but we have to give her some type of grace. We have to give them grace. We have to forgive. You know what I'm saying? Because they are also human and they really just didn't know. For in Ulysses' defense, that is her culture in Miami, is to say those things. And in Sierra's defense, she just did not know that was a racial slur. She was just talking about her eyes. So we have to understand that. In that sense of what we're speaking of, there's a word in cyber psychology where we call that context collapse, y'all. And the definition is when content meant for a small or certain audience is suddenly consumed by a massive mixed audience, often leading to misunderstanding or backlash. And that is exactly what has happened to Yalissa and to Sierra. Once was private, now everybody knows your business and knows and thinks that you're racist. So I'm sorry to them girls that they didn't have to have, they didn't get to have the opportunity that they wanted to have, because Love Island is a great opportunity for you and your brand. So I do feel sorry for those girls, but let this be known, your digital footprint matters. Be careful what you say. Be careful who runs your social media. We'll get into that later, but be careful, you know? So now we're really just going to talk about us, me and you, twin. The fans. We're going to talk about the fans. We're going to talk about the parasocial bonds that we have with these islanders and the parasocial vibe that we have bonded together. We're all a family. We all are, like I said, we are all a victims of Love Island Season 7 reunion and Season 7 30 plus episodes. We're all victim. We're never going to shake this. This has changed the world for better and for worse. Okay, let's get into it. Okay. So you're probably wondering, what is a parasocial relationship? It's actually not a crazy term. We do talk about it in social media a lot, and we also talk about it in cyber psychology. So I'll give you guys a definition you can read and click in the link below to look at all the definitions of everything I've said, so you guys can just understand and get a preview of what vibes are in my world. So parasocial relationships are one-sided emotional bonds where audience feel close to media figures. So for instance, Amaya Papaya, everybody was crying for Amaya Papaya. Everybody was crying for her. Everybody felt as if Amaya Papaya was getting dealt wrong. And if you didn't, you was like this much. You was this much that didn't. But I also felt Amaya Papaya was getting done wrong. That is why she won. Yeah, I said it. The producers, they use the social media, the second producers, the first producers. We are the reason why Amaya Papaya won with Brian. Point blank, period. If you can understand how parasocial relationships work, you will understand how to navigate the internet. And you can also understand how the next season of Love Island will work if you can understand parasocial relationships. She went through a whirlwind in that villa. Ace cussed her out. Austin cussed her out. Zach cussed her out. Who else done cussed her out? Everybody cussed her out. But the one person to pick up his mic and say, y'all not finna talk to my Latina queen like that. Brian said, you're not talking to her like that, because in a Hispanic household, in a Latino household, we gets down. We say, babe, that's my girl, that's my ting. You know what I'm saying? He rode for her. He liked her for that moment. They recently just broke up. Am I surprised? Are we surprised that Amaya and Brian broke up? No. I'm going to tell you why I'm not surprised. I think Brian knew that Amaya was never his type. His type was more of another Dominican princess. Her name is Adriana. We love Adriana. If I'm saying her name right, let me know. Adriana. She is gorgeous. Amaya is gorgeous too. But Adriana, honey, I went to her page when she came in for Bombshell. I went to her page. I said, who is this? I said, God. Good God Almighty. Who is this? Fabulous queen. I'm telling you, she models. She is like that. Adriana has a degree. Even Amaya's, if she's a registered nurse and things of that nature. But, you know, both have degrees, both bad things. But Adriana had a different Latino Hispanic spice to her. She gave the adobo. You know what I'm saying? She gave you empanadas in the morning. Like, she gave that, you know? I'm not saying Amaya did not, but I can definitely understand what Brian was looking at and seeing. Adriana was that girl, honey. And I think that he just never liked Amaya. And he liked Amaya because Amaya was comfortable. Amaya could have kept him in the game. And that was when he put that Harvard business cap, because he went to Harvard. I think he took some classes at Harvard for business. If I'm mistaken, you know, correct me. But he took some classes from Harvard business. He put that business hat on because, you know, hold on now, because I think I'm right. Because they said it to him. Brian ended up having multiple businesses. He said he owned businesses, y'all. He said he owned businesses. He put that business hat on and he said, Amaya, I'm your ball. Where the DDG? I'm your ball. I'm your man, mama. That's what he said. I'm your man. I'm your papi. That's what he said. And he went running with it ever since. So when they broke up, though, it was such a big situation, because it was like you had one side of social media like, I would have told y'all they would have broke up. And then you had the other side like, oh my gosh, my winners didn't even make it a month. My winners. And it was just one of those situations where that is a parasocial relationship right there. Like, why are you so emotional about people that you don't even know? Now, the people that already knew that they were going to break up, that's not very parasocial. They already just knew, like, it was kind of like, whatever, you know? But the people that cried and was very upset and tweeted and effed and blinded all through the internet about the situation needed to chill out. It's not healthy, mama. It's just a game. And if you put your head on straight, you would know that this was going to happen. So we're going to really just talk about After the Villa and my suggestions for season 8 cast when that does get selected. Is just After the Villa. I really, really, really want these islanders and producers to make sure they are picking people that can sustain the internet. Cyberspace, you're probably like, what is cyberspace? Definition right here. It's something that we're in every day. It's not a joke. And I really, my last real words and last paragraph to you guys is that please, please, please have people that come into this villa understanding that when they leave their villa, they are changed forever. That digital afterlife after reality TV show is going to change you. You must have a social media manager. You must be able to take criticism. You must be able, because it's not pretty. And what we deal with every day is crazy. I saw so much hate, so much cyberbullying from that whole show that it was all it was little people and opinions. I won't lie. But if you're not strong enough to take those little people and opinions, you should not be qualified to even get on the show. And that's my thoughts. And last but not saying, guys, let's be nice. Let's understand that, don't forget, there's a person like Cardi B that sues people every day. Please understand, be nice on the internet. You don't have to be so mean. If you have an opinion, call your friend up. Call your homegirl up. Talk about it to her. But don't sit up here and cyberbully these. They're my age. I'm 24. They're 24. They're 25. They're 26. They're 28. Those are Gen Zers. You know what I'm saying? Let's not bully our community, because they are our community, even though we want to sit here and say it or not. They're just regular people just like us. They might have a little platform, but they still go to Walmart. They still go to Target. They still go on commercial planes. That's how they got to Fiji in the first place, okay? Let's be nice. Let's not take it to heart. So, yeah, let's just, you know, let's make sure we're doing the things, you know? But I really want y'all to understand, I'm Team Nick and Alandria forever. I love Ace and Shelly. I also love Jeremiah. Shout out to Jeremiah. Shout out to Hannah. Hannah, girl, that girl right there, let me tell you about, from a cyber psychology standpoint, Hannah eats down. She never cared. You never gonna find nothing crazy about Hannah. I've never found it. Right? Hannah is a sweet one, you know, so real sweet guy. I like Hannah. Yeah, those are like my top favorites, Aisha Lee, all of them. But honestly, I love the whole cast. I think you guys are wonderful. I think you guys did a good job. I just, you know, be careful. And for the next people to come on season 8, don't let your family members take care of your social media, guys. Like, for real. Let's hire people to take care of your social media. Because a lot of your family members weren't there for you when they needed to be pushing out content to make you not look like the bad guy. If I was Shelly's manager and y'all was making her the bad guy like that, Shelly wouldn't have been the bad guy by the time she left that villa. Telling you that right now. If the way y'all made Alandria a bad guy, Alandria wouldn't have been a bad guy if she would have left that villa with me managing her account. Manage the account. Get you a social media manager that is not afraid to get in the field, because you're going against us, the producers, type B producers. You're going against us. You know what to do. But y'all know what it is. It's the female Don Dada here. And I'm here to give you my cyber psychology takes on your everyday life, your favorite shows, your social media, your Twitch, your everything. I just want to say thank you guys so much for watching. And thank you so much, guys, for listening. Bye.